It's Monday, April 24th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Two American school teachers accused of being, quote, missionaries inviting Muslim Libyans to convert to Christianity, end quote, were detained and deported to Tunisia last week by the Libyan Internal Security Agency in Tripoli, reports International Christian Concern. In Romans 10:14, the Apostle Paul asks, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? In addition, two Libyan Christians associated with the American Christian Teachers were arrested and condemned for apostasy. They admitted that they urged people to renounce Islam and convert to Christianity. Such arrests have been common in Libya for years, with Gaddafi-era laws still in place prohibiting Christian proselytizing and the distribution or publication of Christian literature. Conversion from Islam for a Libyan can carry the death penalty in regions of the country governed by Sharia law. Any attempt by the foreign Christian population in the country to lead Libyans out of Islam is widely considered a threat to, quote, national security and societal structures, end quote. According to Open Doors, Libya is the fifth most dangerous country worldwide for Christians. Last Friday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to temporarily preserve access to the abortion kill pill as a lawsuit against the drug works its way through the federal court system, reports LifeSiteNews.com. The pro-abortion ruling, which was not explained, was decided in a 7-2 vote, with Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito as the dissenting voices. The case reached the nation's highest court after U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek in Amarillo, Texas, issued an order suspending the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's approval of the abortion kill pill, finding the agency did not adequately investigate its long-term effects. The same day, U.S. District Judge Thomas Rice ruled in Spokane, Washington, that it should remain on the market in 15 states and the District of Columbia. The Biden administration challenged the April 7th ban on the abortion kill pill. Despite widespread accessibility, evidence shows that the abortion kill pill carries specific risks for the mothers who take it, on top of being lethal to their preborn children, especially when the standards for taking them continue to be relaxed. The pay package awarded to the Google CEO soared to $226 million in 2022, boosted by a triennial stock grant, making him one of the world's highest-paid corporate leaders, reports Yahoo Finance. The stock award portion of his pay amounted to $218 million, according to a Friday filing from Alphabet, the Google parent company. He received a total of $6.3 million in compensation in 2021. In January, Google started cutting 12,000 jobs, or 6% of its global workforce, following months of other measures to reduce spending and set new priorities. The median total compensation for Alphabet employees was $279,000 in 2022. On April 12th, Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, the only black Republican senator, announced Wednesday that he has launched an exploratory committee for a potential 2024 presidential bid. He made the announcement in a video, saying he would, quote, never back down in defense of the conservative values that made America exceptional, end quote. Citing the first shots of the Civil War on April 12, 1861, Scott asserted that America is being torn apart today like it was back then.
Joe Biden and the radical left have chosen a culture of grievance over greatness. They're promoting victimhood instead of personal responsibility, and they're indoctrinating our children to believe we live in an evil country. And all too often, when they get called out for their failures, they weaponize race to divide us, to hold on to their power. When I fought back against their liberal agenda, they called me a prop, a token. Because I disrupt their narrative, I threaten their control. They know the truth of my life disproves their lies. See, I was raised by a single mother in poverty. The spoons in our apartment were plastic, not silver. But we had faith. We put in the work, and we had an unwavering belief that we too could live the American dream. I know America is a land of opportunity, not a land of oppression. I know it because I've lived it.
And finally, SatanCon 2023 is fast approaching. Christian intercessors from across America say they feel led by God to travel to Boston to witness to the thousands of Satanists who will be in attendance for what has been billed as the, quote, largest satanic gathering in history, end quote, reports the Christian Post. The gathering, scheduled to take place in downtown Boston on April 28th through 30th, is being touted as Hexenacht in Boston, a German phrase that means Witches' Night in Boston. The regional leaders in Boston for Intercessors for America, Scottish sisters Susie and Lynn McCaskill, say hundreds of believers from several denominations will come together in unity to pray for revival to break out amongst the attendees in Jesus' name. The Satanists should heed the same call issued by John the Baptist in Matthew 3:2. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. SatanCon 2023 is the Satanic Temple's 10-year anniversary, according to its website, and will feature discussion panels, satanic rituals, entertainment, a satanic wedding chapel, and a demonic marketplace. The website pegs the event as a, quote, weekend of blasphemy and remembrance in Boston, end quote. And that's The Worldview on this Monday, April 24th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.